Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio. People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication. At People You Need to Know, we're dedicated to helping business people make a big splash in Metro Atlanta by giving them world-class recognition. In this segment, we're going to be talking about how you can revolutionize your business by using social media. My guest today is a social media and marketing communications guru. She is the owner of Hire and SEOWriter.com. They help companies get found online by producing content that Google loves to read, such as website content, blogs, articles, videos, ebooks, and more. Their clients include Sears, 1-800-Flowers, George Foreman, and small businesses nationwide. What a special treat it is for us to have on the phone today a young lady who is quickly becoming known as America's social media and marketing guru, Ms. Tanisha Mercer. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, Sparkplug. Thank you for having me.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better.
Good, good.
Are you ready to talk about social media?
I am.
Well, let's get right into it, okay?
Okay.
Tell our listeners, what is social media?
Well, social media is really pretty simple. It's the tools and applications that people use to communicate online. And those, there are a lot of things that encompass that. Everything from podcasts to blogs to videos, websites, of course, forums, and even audio. Essentially, it's how we share information online. And really, it's all about sharing information with from one person to another.
Well, tell our listeners how to increase their company's presence on social media.
Sure. The main thing really is just getting started. The big advantage of social media is that it's relatively simple to get started, and the costs are relatively low. You can use some pretty popular tools that really don't cost you anything to get started, really only cost you your time. And those are things like blogs, podcasts, e-newsletters. You can also use micro-sharing sites like Twitter. You've got the options are very much wide open in terms of getting your presence on social media started.
What are some of the advantages or disadvantages of using social media?
Well, there are a lot of distinct advantages. One of the things is for a small business owner, definitely cost. Social media is relatively cheap to get started. When you look at traditional media, when you compare it to traditional media, the cost of starting a PR campaign, for example, can run you into the thousands of dollars a month if you're doing it with a PR firm, for example. But with social media, you can kind of really cut a lot of those costs. And the main thing you're going to be spending a lot of times is your time. So you can put a video up online. You can also invest time in starting your own blog. And these are all things that add up and they build your identity online. As a small business owner, you become the expert. And that's what's really important here. You're really creating your identity online. You're also building relationships, and hopefully if you're a small business owner, you're also doing deals as well online or expanding the information that you already know.
What about some of the disadvantages?
Some of the disadvantages, there are some definite disadvantages here. With social media, they're really big about being transparent. When you look at traditional advertising, a lot of times, you know, you're telling the customer what you want them to know about you, but social media is really different. With social media, you know, they definitely can spot a fake very easily. And what you don't want to have happen is you don't want to draw the wrath of social media. They can be very unforgiving, and you can be they'll turn you off instantly. And so what you also want to – another disadvantage is also just the lack of this is so new, and it's a lack of knowledge in some cases. Things are changing kind of as we speak, and what worked 5-6 years ago doesn't work now, and the rules of the game are always changing. So you really need a company, or you need a knowledge of social media to keep on tabs of what's working and what's not working. You know, if you look at maybe in 2002, maybe someone might have told you the best thing to do probably is to, you know, definitely be on MySpace. Well, that no longer applies in all cases, and you've got more tools like Twitter.com, which is a popular micro-sharing site. And so the rules are constantly changing.
Why should every company consider having a social media presence?
Really, it's because your competitors are. I mean, clearly, if you're a small business owner, your competitors have a social media presence, and they're always developing it. The one thing about social media is that it allows you to create your own identity, and you can be at home in your pajamas, you know, with your company, and no one has to know. You're able to create a bigger presence than perhaps you really are at the moment. And so your competitors are online. They've created their own social media presence, and you've got to create one too. The thing about this is that, you know, this is something that you can't afford not to do. You've got companies like Ford, Dell, Comcast, Starbucks, Popeyes. They're all creating social media campaigns every day. And you've got to determine which tools you want to use, because everything doesn't work for everybody. So the key is kind of figuring out what works for you and then doing it.
Well, Ms. Mercer, what should I not do on social media?
I definitely think you should not ignore the power of social media. You know, there's several case studies in terms of some examples that we can go to and figure out what things that we should not do. With social media, you've got to react quickly. And one of the cases I always like to kind of point to is the case of Domino's Pizza. And a few months ago, they had two employees, and they were – in one of their Domino's Pizza stores, and they were making pizza, and they had a video, and they were doing some pretty grotesque things, and I won't go into details about that, but they uploaded this video online, and within 24 hours, there were like a million hits on this video. And so reaction is very important. You've got to react quickly. You really cannot afford to wait. The problem, you know, won't go away. And you want the viral buzz, but you don't want the negative viral buzz. And you've got to react quickly to make sure that you contain the situation, quicker than you would even react in traditional media.
Well, tell our listeners why blogs and articles are so important.
I'm sorry. These are really important because really it's all about creating your identity online. And also, you know, the rules of the game have totally changed. I was in newspapers for 15 years, and, you know, when I first got started, essentially I interviewed the subject, wrote the story, and told readers, you know, what I thought they wanted to know. Well, blogs and even articles have totally changed that. Now everyone can become a publisher. You know, anyone can write content and share it. So it's really leveled the playing field, I think, especially for small businesses. The barriers are no longer there. And with blogs and articles, you really have a way of marketing yourself, of setting yourself up as the expert and positioning your company and your business in that fashion.
On a personal note, when it comes to social media, which ones are your favorites and why?
I especially like Twitter. Twitter is a popular micro-sharing site. I like Twitter a lot. It's been around for a few years, but it's really very popular. I would say probably in the last year it's gained a lot of popularity. You know, if you turn on most major TV programs now in terms of some of the news programs, you'll hear Twitter. You've got celebrities like Oprah, MC Hammer, Puffy, and Ashton Kutcher with like a million followers. But Twitter is very popular because it's a microblogging site, and you get 140 characters, and you've got to be really succinct and concise. And you're also able to attract followers and have people follow you. And so what it allows is that, you know, every day you have the opportunity to communicate with people who you probably wouldn't meet face-to-face. And so you're able to communicate with experts in your field, in your industry. You're able to kind of network with people you eventually want to do business with, and you're all doing this online. And it's all about sharing information and helping others. That's the big thing with Twitter. So Twitter is really popular. Also, Facebook is very, very popular. And the thing with Facebook is that, you know, Facebook was popular for a very long time among the college set. I mean, because Facebook was started in about in the early 2001 and 2000 or so. And for a long time, it was very, very popular with college kids. Well, now the fastest growing segment of Facebook users, they aren't college kids because they've grown up, obviously. They're older people in their 40s, 50s, and 60s and beyond. So what you're seeing is you're seeing, you know, folks who perhaps went to school together, went to high school together, or maybe they worked with each other at some point, and they're all reconnecting. And so now you're seeing that major advertisers they're throwing their advertising dollars at Facebook because they recognize that it's a way to reach a wide population.
Now, I know the name of your company is Hire an SEO Writer.com. Why do we need an SEO writer?
Well, I think you need an SEO writer. Essentially, what I do at my company, Hire an SEO Writer.com, it's a team of writers who write marketing collateral, marketing content for websites and for some of the various social media platforms. So, you know, we write blogs, we write articles, we write videos, and all of these things are designed. What they're designed to do is they're designed to get you found on Google. You know, if you're a business owner, whether you're a large business or a small business, the main thing you want, if you've got a social media platform, the main thing you want is to be found by the search engines. You want your customers who are searching for you on Google to find you. And by doing the blogs and the articles and the different things, this is one way that you'll be able to generate traffic to your website. And it's using, you know, marketing content that's got links and keywords and things like that. And it's, again, designed to get you found on Google.
And before we bring this interview to a close, is there one final thing you'd like to leave our listening audience with regarding social media?
Well, I'd like to say that it's really very effective, and it does take time, though. I mean, a lot of people think that they can just kind of put up a blog and immediately they'll see some results. It does take time, but I really do caution business owners, especially small businesses, to have patience. One example I like to use is one of my clients, they're a wine packaging company. So I did some research on the industry, and I happened to find this one wine retailer in the New York area. And he started a blog, you know, a few years ago. And the thing about it is, over time, he was really able to build a large following, and he became the expert. I mean, he's such an expert that now he's been on several of the morning talk shows and even some of the late night talk shows. And it all started essentially with the blog. I mean, can you say that this would not have happened without the blog? I mean, that's hard to say. But this is clearly here to stay. Social media is here to stay. And mastering it is one of the ways that really levels the playing field, whether you're a small business or a large business.
And finally, tell our listeners how you can be reached.
Sure. I can be reached at my website is Hire an SEO Writer. Hire, HIRENSEO Writer.com. Also, we're available at 678-531-4226, or our email address is hireanseowriter@gmail.com, or you can also catch us on Twitter. Our Twitter sign-on is at Mercer Media, M-E-R-C-E-R Media, M-E-D-I-A.
Well, Ms. Tanisha Mercer, owner of Hire and SEO Writer.com, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to Metro Atlanta's top business professionals like Ms. Tanisha Mercer. I want to take a moment to thank my producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another superb job. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com and be sure to visit us on Twitter at PYNTK. So to recap, the company spotlighted in this segment was HireAnSEOWriter.com. Give them a call today and find out how they can produce award-winning content for you that the Google search engine loves. They're experts in website content, blogs, articles, videos, ebooks, and more. Their phone number, once again, is 678-531-4226. Until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do, and thanks for tuning in.